plagued a potential nugget.
So just wrapping up, Atul, it's been a truly energizing conversation. Again, this podcast is titled Play to Potential, which is about individuals finding their passion and living it to the best of their capability. Any one or two things in conclusion that you want the listeners to walk away with for them to play to their potential?
I think whatever choices people are making right now, they really need to be careful. I mean, there's that WhatsApp post going around, which is also on Facebook, in terms of how most lawyers will be redundant, this will be redundant, etc., etc. You know, you must have read it.
Yeah.
So I think it's extremely important for, there's one thing about your passion, and to understand whether your passion realistically has a future or what. Because, I mean, just like one had the Industrial Revolution, we're in the middle of a revolution.
Agreed.
Okay, and you need to be extremely careful that you're not selling horse carriages when there are cars.
Yeah.
You know, so to use a metaphor, I'm just saying ki, like I said, someone comes to me saying, I want to do photography. I said, please do, but do consider first, you know, being a cameraman shooting video, because I think the prospects of a successful life are, and you're still taking pictures.
Okay? Don't ignore the trends. Yeah.
You know, so I think it given that, and the other thing is, there are just far too many human beings out there. You know, there's just whatever it is you're looking to do, there is someone who's willing to do it cheaper.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know about better, but certainly cheaper. Now, and there are not that many clients out there who want to pay for Louis Vuitton. You know, so either you have to be so good, okay, that, yaar, wo chahiye to uske baad jana hi padega. Then whether you're a, you know, kadiya placing marble, but what you do, you're a freaking artist. You know, great. You'll get the money and you'll get paid your due. If not, you better be the guy who's literally everywhere and you're the Coke can. You know, you're 30 feet away from whoever and then you, whatever. So I think that in-between guy is going to get wiped out if you're not careful. So you just need to sort of be everywhere. That's at a very simplistic level. I'm no economist, but it seems like that's the way you... So your choices, I think you need to investigate what the future is likely to hold, because again, I don't think there are any experts who absolutely for certain know.
Yeah.
But, so thoda sa be careful.
Got it. And thank you so much, Atul. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Sincerely appreciate you making the time.
Thank you. Thank you, Deepak.
Pleasure.
There were a couple of takeaways for me here. First is that I guess in every industry we see around us, there's disruption. And the key question for businesses and for leaders is, how do I stay relevant given what's happening around me? No easy answers, but I really liked what Atul said about not resting on the past laurels and treating each new day as a new fight. One of my professors at London Business School, Linda Grattan, in her book 100 Year Life, says that earlier if you knew somebody's age, you knew their stage of career. Life was quite predictable. But that's not the case anymore, given the pace of disruption in the digital world we live in. The second takeaway was that given the explosion in marketplaces and gig economy and flattening of the world, there's an explosion in supply of services around the world. If you're in any business or a profession, the future prospects of being an average, middle-of-the-road Joe are quite bleak as a tsunami of supply and automation hits each industry. It's arguably super critical for each one of us to find a niche where we have a distinct edge, where we have passion, where there's market opportunity, and go after it. I believe the era of coasting along, which was a decent survival strategy in the past, might be over. I hope you found the conversation purposeful. I look forward to having you at one of the subsequent conversations of the Play to Potential podcast series. To listen to some of the other nuggets or conversations, please visit playtopotential.com. Bye now.